One of the key teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is the use of nonviolence. Today, hundreds of students from more than a dozen schools across Arkansas will learn about leadership and peace during the Nonviolence Youth Summit Part 6, A New Beginning, in Harrison. Deshaun Scarborough is the executive director of the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission, who helped organize the event.
Together in partnership with the Arkansas Department of Human Services, we educate the youth on the principles of nonviolence, the Kenyan nonviolence, and other important issues that they can become ambassadors of peace, teach them to build bridges of tolerance and understanding of all races. And, you know, our goal is if this summit can bring even a small amount of understanding of each other's significance and stamp it in the minds of our youth, then we become one step closer to bringing healing to the generation that follows.
The commission was established in 1993 by then-Governor Jim Guy Tucker. Scarborough explains the goal of the organization is to promote racial harmony, multicultural diversity, and social equality among all Arkansans. These youth summits began in 2008 and have since occurred in various towns across the state, including West Memphis, Pine Bluff, Hope, Fayetteville, and Little Rock. The keynote speaker at today's summit is Dr. Bernard Lafayette, Jr. The program advisor at the King Center in Atlanta, Georgia, is also a distinguished scholar in residence and director of the Center for Nonviolence and Peace Studies at the University of Rhode Island. Scarborough describes him as
awesome, great guy. You know, Dr. Bernard Lafayette, you know, this is monumental because he is an individual that was actually he's a civil rights icon. He's actually a freedom writer, one of the original freedom writers, and it speaks volumes of his service as, you know, during the civil rights era. He was actually Dr. King's program manager who would affiliate the marches for Dr. King and things of that sort. He's a great speaker, and ironically, about 2 years ago, I actually took my staff to train in Atlanta under him for nonviolence, you know, for these peace rallies that we try to do. And right before incorporating the Nonviolence Youth Summit. So he trained us on the six principles of nonviolence. I think, and I know actually, that the kids will gain a lot of experience and get a lot of insight from his speech. He's very down to earth and he knows how to relate to kids.
This summit will also feature a peace march to Harrison City Hall, which is open to the public. Throughout the day, students will be able to participate in 40-minute breakout sessions.
We're bringing out the Arkansas Attorney General's Office, and one of their breakout sessions has to do with internet safety and cyberbullying. We try to focus on broader issues that are prevalent in today's time that can help our youth throughout any type of problems that they may occur ongoing. We're also bringing out Department of Human Services, Division of Youth Services, to talk about the truth about today's youth. Which gives them an opportunity to have a breakout session and they can kind of assemble among themselves and talk about the problems that they have among peer pressure in the schools and things of that sort. And then, of course, the Department of Education is talking about this racial discrimination, gender equality. We have the Department of Workforce Services, who's doing a breakout session on leadership. We have a Civil War history presentation, and I'm very proud to present and introduce Harrison Task Force on Race Relations. They are doing a presentation that we're all excited about called Who Am I? So they're very excited about what they're doing. It's a task force that's right there in Harrison that wants to help alleviate the negativity and dispel the cloud of racism that hovers over this Harrison, the city of Harrison itself. And, you know, for that reason, but not solely, We give kudos to Mayor Jeff Crockett for reaching out and inviting the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission to their city to put on such a presentation as we've done throughout the state of Arkansas.
Chris Ramsey is a member of the Task Force on Race Relations in Harrison. He is also the sales director for the Harrison Convention and Visitors Bureau. He explains that part of his job at the CVB is recruiting groups to have their meetings in Harrison, and that's how his partnership with the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission began.
It wasn't solicited by the King Commission. I was just basically going down my list of possible candidates, and I reached out to the King Commission in Little Rock and said, you know, hey, do you have anything going on? And they said, well, as a matter of fact, we had thought about reaching out to y'all for one of our nonviolence youth summits. And basically, it just snowballed from there. Because of my relation with the task force, I was like, yes, sir, let's do this.
Ramsey explains the task force has been around for about 10 years, and its mission is to dispel misconceptions and rumors about Harrison, namely that it is an unfriendly place for people of color.
To make a long story short, Harrison has had a reputation of being a racist community, and it's fueled by the efforts of a single kind of loner in the non-tolerance community of the KKK, one of the grand wizards, I guess. He actually has a home and a few followers, I guess you would say, just north of Harrison in a town called Zinc. But it's several miles out, but they don't have a post office there. So he uses Harrison's post office and has a post office box for that group. Therefore, there's a lot of people who just put one and one together and get three and have said Harrison is the home of the KKK, and that is not true. But there are other things as well. We, like many small towns in the early 1900s, did have some racial issues, a couple of situations where Harrison was what was called a sundown town, and basically it was saying that the blacks should not be here after sundown. But we were not alone in that. There was a lot of towns at that time that had that reputation. Yes, there are some things that occurred during that time that Harrison is not particularly proud of, but that's what we wanted to do, was get the truth out there.
Ramsey feels that hosting this event will go a long way in proving that the task force is doing more than just talking about easing race relations.
We want people to know that everyone is welcome here in Harrison. We're not a racist community. It's just not the facts. One of the issues that we had to face in Harrison was that many of the Harrison residents, they wanted to not talk about it because they knew it wasn't true. So why should we talk about it? We're just adding fuel to the fire. But when you stepped out of Harrison into surrounding areas and you brought the subject up, it was obvious that we had this reputation. And one of our mantras was, in fact, our website was silencenomore.com for a long time. And what we realized is that by being quiet, we were actually making the situation worse. We needed to stand up, tell the truth, and let people know exactly what's going on.
It's possible that one day this issue will not have to be discussed, but Ramsey recognizes that accomplishing that goal will take time.
I realize, and I'm not sitting here looking at this with rose-colored glasses. You're not going to change the myth overnight. To be honest with you, if my children, and I have two young daughters, if in their lifetime we can get to a point where we don't have to stop talking about it anymore, I'd say that we've done our job. But it's not going to be something anytime soon where we can just say our work is done and we don't need to do any more. Because what we really need to continue doing is what the truth is, which is to show that Harrison is a community of great people who are tolerant, a very diverse community we may not be racially diverse, but there's a lot of people that move in here from other areas, and we're a growing community. We've got a lot going on here in Harrison, and we're tolerant. We welcome everybody. I mean, obviously, we want good citizens to come into Harrison, and that has nothing to do with race or their backgrounds. It has to do with the content of their character, and that's what we stand on as being our mission.
By reaching out to students, Ramsey says the summit can help prevent prejudice in younger generations.
It's critical. You've got people who are not, prejudice means prejudge, and I think that at a young age, they're innocent. They haven't been exposed to a lot of the things that society is telling them that they need to believe. So absolutely. I mean, it's just basic common sense to think that if we can reach that generation, then they'll grow up and be exposed to the truth. One thing that we're proud of here is we have a diversity council with FedEx. FedEx is one of our largest companies here in Harrison, and there's a diversity council there. But we've also recently established a diversity council within our Harrison High School, and the kids are extremely excited and involved in this. I'm just proud of that as well. So, you know, this means that these young people are going to grow up to be very tolerant and understanding of what true diversity means, that it's not just color of skin. It's that we're all different. We all have things to offer, and you can't judge that on your first encounter.
More information is available at arkdream.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.